Hello, and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Thursday. This is the 19th week after Pentecost. We are approaching the end of our reading of Mark's Gospel, and as we approach this end, I would be interested in hearing what you have learned or how you have grown closer to Jesus along the way. Maybe you have come to see things in a different light or just slightly different. Maybe you've come to a new understanding of who Jesus is and what Jesus has done for us. I'd love to hear it. Send me an email, give me a call, let me know. And also, along the way, let's talk about what biblical book you would like to hear and meditate on next. And now we begin our prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. You have been born anew, through the abiding Word of God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 15th chapter, beginning this morning at verse 38. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now, when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was God's son." There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph and Salome. These used to follow him and provided for him when he was in Galilee. And there were many other women who had come up with them to Jerusalem. Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. That is the end. The end in the sense of the fulfillment and the goal, not just of the story of Jesus' life. It has been heading in this direction since Jesus made that turn after the transfiguration. But it's also the end and the fulfillment and the goal of the entire story of God, God's people, God's good creation gone wrong, now set right. Mark tells us three details about this moment just after Jesus dies. Each one is significant in its own way. First, the curtain in the temple tears in two. The curtain separated the holiest of places in the temple, the holiest place in the temple from the rest of the temple. No one was allowed into that holy place except the high priest on the Day of Atonement, and then only with fear and trembling before the presence of the Lord. In a powerful and dramatic way, we are shown how Jesus has entered himself into the holiest place and made atonement for the sins of the world once and for all, and then has torn down the dividing wall, the curtain that separates God from human beings. Jesus has accomplished all that the temple has pointed toward, all that the temple functioned to do, so that now human beings and their Creator are reconciled. God's kingdom has come. Next, the centurion who witnesses Jesus' death confesses that this truly is the Son of God. This time it is not in ridicule or mockery or ironically, but in faith. Faith that comes to Gentiles through the preaching of the cross. Jesus has died to take away the sin of the world and to gather the nations, all nations, back into fellowship with their Creator God as well. The gospel itself began simply by telling us that this story was to be the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. At key parts throughout this whole entire story, we have heard that truth about Jesus affirmed, first at his baptism, then again at his transfiguration, by the voice of the Heavenly Father. The Father speaks to tell us that this is the Son, and the Son speaks and acts to show us the Father. Later on, we heard Peter confess that Jesus was the Messiah, God's Son. Though he did not know what he meant, he and his fellow disciples confessed that Jesus was the Christ and shared Israel's faith and hope, and then witnessed the death of that faith and hope. And we'll see then that faith and hope in God's redemption transformed and broadened, not just to contain them or their people, but the whole world. And now the centurion, that guardian who is the Gentile that confesses that Jesus is truly the Son of God. See, the Gentiles too will seek and believe and bow before Israel's Messiah because of the testimony of this cross. Finally, we discover that this company of women, disciples of Jesus, every one among them, but not complete list, but among them are Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the younger, and Joseph and Salome. They have remained and witnessed it all. There are other women too. Sometimes we can think that the fellowship of Jesus' followers is all about the 12, that is now at this time reduced to 11 by Judas's betrayal. And yet here again we are reminded that this company of disciples is much larger. There's James the younger and Joseph. It also includes these women and more. And each of them have witnessed all that Jesus has said and done. So might it be that the Gospels, inspired as they are by the Holy Spirit, are not simply the creation, though, of one author, or even of one author in collaboration with one of the authoritative 12, but also a holy spirit-inspired gathering and organization of these many stories and account that are spread and distributed each into the witness of the disciples that include this larger group. You see, this is the story of Jesus, witnessed by his followers, brought to mind and given meaning by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and then told and told again so that we might hear and believe. The gospel is always the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. And it is always much larger than just one of us. This is a story that contains all of us. What comes next is waiting, then resurrection. And it will be the women who will be the first to hear the good news that Jesus is risen from the dead. But for now, we wait at the end of history. We wait for God to act. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. And the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high, shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially this morning, we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation that springs forth in Christ, and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the communion of faith in your church, and for the gift of relationship with others. For what else are we thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children, and bring about your peace for all in Jesus Christ, the living Lord. Especially we pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, for the sick, for the mourning, for those who are tending to and caring for the sick, for those who comfort the bereaved and accompany them in their journey through grief, for those who govern the nations of the world, and for people in countries ravaged by strife and warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction. Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome in adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.